How to predict the weather with a cup of coffee and other techniques for surviving the 9-to-5 jungle by Matthew Cole. Read by Rupert Holiday Evans. Prologue. We were under a motorway bridge to get out of the rain, and Dad came out with his favourite phrase. We'll rig something up, son. I was about 8, I think. We're on a family trip to London and the windscreen wipers had just given out. We'll rig something up, he said, and that's what he did. 20 minutes later, we were back on the M1 southbound with the wipers flip-flopping across the windscreen. It's just that this time they were powered by a length of string fed into both back windows. My brother and I pulled as my sister called time. As a feat of engineering, this wasn't much to shout about, but that's not the point. Some string and a few knots had changed our world. Out of a crisis, we'd conjured an adventure. We now had windscreen wipers with voice-operated variable speed control, and it felt good. Dad was like a lot of dads back then. They had DIY in their DNA. They'd take a car engine to bits on the drive and collect miscellaneous odds and ends in jam jars, typically aerodite and string, batteries and radio parts, curtain hooks and electrical solder. Dad even had an extra special premium selection in his bedside drawer, a shrine to his life's big purpose, fixing things. There'd be no point trying to emulate these old-fashioned can-do dads today. They'd been schooled since childhood in improvisation and making do. When their bikes got a puncture, they didn't use a tyre lever to ease the tyre off the rim. They used a spoon. Dad's puncture kit was 3 spoons wrapped in an oily rag, like a mechanic's wedding present. By the time they had kids of their own, these dads could wrestle a tyre off a bicycle wheel with their bare hands. They were masters of the universe, lord of all physical forces, and they could fix anything.